Hello and welcome to the Christmas Hall of Fame podcast. My name is Jeff Westover of the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. The Christmas Hall of Fame podcast is a simple and brief production to introduce you to the people, places, and things nominated for the Christmas Hall of Fame. The Christmas Hall of Fame is a non-profit, fan-driven effort to recognize the very best of Christmas. You can view the entire ballot of nominees for this year's vote and cast a vote yourself at ChristmasHallOfFame.net. In this episode of the Christmas Hall of Fame podcast, we explore the namesake of Christmas, Jesus Christ. It is, of course, natural that Christ headlines the voting of the first round of inductees for the Christmas Hall of Fame, and it seems many believe they understand completely his story. For many, the nativity of Christ, as told to us in the second chapter of the book of Luke in the New Testament, goes far into understanding the role Jesus plays in Christmas. But if you know the second chapter of Luke alone, you're only getting a mere fraction of the story of Jesus and of Christmas. The story of Jesus predates what we read in the New Testament by thousands of years. This familiar song you just heard was written by George Friedrich Handel almost 300 years ago in the 18th century, and the very familiar words that we all associate with Christmas now were taken from the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, written some 750 years before the Christ. This was music that was originally written for Easter, not for Christmas, but over the years it has been used in Christmas celebrations all over the world. How did Isaiah know that unto us a child is born? Well, he knew a lot more than that. He prophesied, for example, that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem. How is it possible that the nativity was known before it actually happened? And why is this fact so important in the celebration of Christmas? After all, if Isaiah knew about it thousands of years ago, and Handel knew it 300 years ago, shouldn't we know that today? What is the Christ, anyway? Well, it's not a name. It's a title, and it means anointed one. The word anointed means to be set apart for something special, and usually it means to be set apart for something yet to come. Long before Jesus was born in this world, in a pre-mortal realm, Jesus was anointed to become the Savior of the world. How do we know this? Well, Jesus talked about it himself. In the book of John, it is recorded what is known as the Great Intercessory Prayer, and in it, Jesus prays to the Father to have the glory that he experienced, quote, before the world was, unquote. In other words, it was God's plan to have the Christ come to the earth for the salvation of all mankind. Not only did Jesus know it, but so too did the prophets of the Old Testament know it. In fact, ancient prophets such as Abraham, an individual who Christians, Muslims, and Jews all laid claim to as a prophet of God, had a foreknowledge of Christ and prophesied of him. Through the generations of time, the knowledge of Christ was taught and passed down. That fact makes the story of the Nativity so much more compelling. Mary and Joseph knew, the shepherds knew, the Magi knew, and even the wicked King Herod knew just who Jesus was before he was ever born. Does that change the story of the babe in the manger a little bit for you?
Incense and smoke.
secular celebration of Christmas and all of its merchandising has clouded the clarity of the message of the coming of Christ. People today may not realize that the Magi were not there when Jesus was born, and only showed up when he was a toddler, and even then brought him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These gifts were as symbolic as they were significant, and they do indeed get credit for our modern-day tradition of gift-giving at Christmas. Through scripture and song, Jesus, called to Christ, was heralded as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Before he was even born, and shortly after he arrived and was seen as a baby and then as a young child, he was known as the Redeemer, the Creator, the Only Begotten Son, the Holy One of Israel, Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Bread of Life, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, the Light of the World, Alpha and Omega, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, Emmanuel, Advocate, the Lamb of God, the Good Shepherd, the Rock, the Messiah, the Fountain of Living Waters, the Word, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Great I Am, Son of Man, Carpenter, the King of Israel, and simply, the Christ. Christmas is the story of recognition of Jesus in all these things and his coming into the world. Easter is the story of his earthly ministry, his death, and his resurrection. The celebration of Christmas makes little sense without the celebration of Easter.
Thank you.
30 years, Jesus, the son of the carpenter of Nazareth, was unknown to his neighbors and likely many in his family. He could not begin his ministry according to the law until the age of 30. He was crucified when he was just 33, so the story of his gathering of disciples, formation of the church, and the miracles at his hand comprises just 3 short years, during a time when the world lacked much in the way of any kind of technology. And yet Jesus the Christ was well known by the time his earthly ministry ended, and he remained well known long after his resurrection. Death is so very commonly highlighted at Easter because it is, besides birth, the only act held in common by every human being. None of us can avoid it. It necessarily occupies much of the wonder about who we are and what our purpose is on earth. But many misunderstand the death of Christ. Christ did not die because they crucified him. He should have been dead long before that. A great many people have an idea that when Jesus was on the cross and nails were driven into his hands and feet, that was his great suffering. His great suffering was before he ever was placed on the cross. It was in the Garden of Gethsemane that the blood oozed from the pores of his body. Quote, "Which suffering caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit," unquote. Later, as he bore his cross and was brutally scourged in public, he still did not die, though many other men before him had done so. Later still, after hours on the cross, he suffered from faintness, fatigue, and maddening pain to the point where he simply said, quote, "I thirst," unquote. And yet, he still did not die. It was only after they had done all they could think to do to him that he exclaimed in a loud voice, quote, "It is finished," unquote. Then, and only then, did he willingly go by saying, quote, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit," unquote. That, miraculous as it was not the end. Not even death ended the story of Jesus the Christ. In an event unparalleled in history, on the third day, just as he had prophesied, Christ arose from the garden tomb and was witnessed by many. Only a God could bring about this miracle of resurrection. As a teacher of righteousness, Jesus could inspire souls to goodness. As a prophet, he could foreshadow the future. As an intelligent leader of men, he could organize a church. And as a possessor and magnifier of the holy priesthood, he could heal the sick, give sight to the blind, and even raise the dead, as it was recorded in the Bible. But only as a God could he raise himself from the tomb, overcome death permanently, and bring incorruption in place of corruption, and replace mortality with immortality. More than 500 unimpeachable witnesses had contact with him after his resurrection. They walked with him, talked with him, ate with him, felt the flesh of his body, and saw the wounds in his side and feet and hands. They discussed with him the program which had been common to them and to him, and by many infallible proofs, knew and testified that he was risen, and that last and most dreaded enemy, death, had been overcome. Here was the greatest miracle in human history. Earlier, he had told them, "I am the resurrection and the life," but they had not understood what he meant before. Now, after he had risen, they knew. He had died in misery and pain and loneliness. Now on the third day, he arose in power and beauty and life, the first fruits of all who slept, the assurance for men of all ages that, quote, "As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive," unquote. It is no wonder that knowledge of him and his fame has survived into our day. It blossoms still with the prophesied knowledge that he will come again, a fact that is celebrated every Christmas now. This is the essential message of both Christmas and Easter. Christmas is a celebration of Christ's birth, not that he was born, but why he was born into the world. Easter is a celebration not of Christ's death, but why he overcame death. The great and profound spiritual teachings cannot be understood or appreciated through shallow celebration marked by money and merchandising. They take a lifetime of study, pondering and prayer to appreciate, absorb, and accept. And this is why we celebrate them as we do each and every year. Please join us at the Christmas Hall of Fame at ChristmasHallOfFame.net to cast your votes for this year's nominees or to nominate others for next year. And don't forget, the Christmas Hall of Fame not only recognizes people, but also other iconic elements of the season. Movies, songs, books, places, and the things of Christmas that make celebrating it so joyous. If you have a podcast, run a radio station, a newspaper, a magazine, a social media group, or any type of publication, we encourage you to get out the vote for Christmas and direct people to the Christmas Hall of Fame website. Every voice, every vote, and every opinion matters. You can even host an episode of this podcast to inform listeners of your ideas when it comes to the nominees we have or should have for the Christmas Hall of Fame. Please see our website at ChristmasHallOfFame.net for more information. This is Jeff Westover, the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com for the Christmas Hall of Fame. Thank you for listening and watch for our next episode about another of this year's nominees coming out very soon.